When it comes to baby bedding and accessories, nothing has generated more controversy lately than crib bumpers. Some parents feel that crib bumpers have the potential to seriously hurt or even kill a baby, while others feel that these products are just as safe as any other baby product and have many more benefits than risks. The reason for crib bumpers' popularity was that until fairly recently, there were no regulations for crib manufacturers on how their cribs were designed and constructed. There were many cribs being sold that had wide spacing between the vertical slats. These wide gaps made it very easy for a child to get its head stuck or twisted between the slats, and tragically there were some injuries and even some deaths of children as a result. To prevent this problem, parents would install a bumper in the crib which would prevent the child from being able to get their head stuck. However, this created a new problem in that babies now were at risk of suffocation or strangulation from the product that was designed to protect them. Babies could roll over and get their face pressed up against the bumper and either suffocate or suffer other injuries by rebreathing their exhaled carbon dioxide. The ties that secured the bumper to the crib could come loose and a baby could easily get the ties wrapped around its neck and be strangled. Although the instances of this happening were statistically minuscule compared to the number of crib bumpers sold, the risk was real and bumpers earned a bad reputation with some parents. Crib manufacturers are now required to have no more than a 3-inch space between slats, so there is no longer any risk of a baby getting its head caught. So why is there still a demand for crib bumpers? Although the slats are close enough to prevent a baby's head from fitting, there is still the risk of little arms, legs, hands and feet getting caught, as well as the risk of a baby hitting its head on the hard surface to the slats or frame of the crib. Bumpers do protect against these situations. There are now breathable crib bumpers available on the market. These breathable bumpers work the same way as a traditional bumper and will prevent a child from getting their limbs caught and protect against a fall, but there is no risk of suffocation. These bumpers are made of a mesh-like material that a baby can breathe through should their face be pressed against it. There is also no chance of excessive inhalation of carbon dioxide, as these bumpers allow for sufficient airflow. Other safety precautions parents can take are to trim any excess tie length so there is no risk of strangulation and ensure that the bumper fits the crib correctly. A bumper that is too long or too wide poses a risk because a baby can get tangled in the extra material. At the end of the day, parents have to make decisions that they feel are in their and their baby's best interest. By knowing the risks associated with crib bumpers and knowing what they can do to minimize or even eliminate those risks, parents can make an informed decision.